Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us for this half hour. Now, let's talk.
And good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. I'm Tracy Morgan. Always nice to have you with us this time of day where we get to welcome in professionals about issues that are important to you. And this is a unique one. I don't think we've covered this topic before, and it's about networking, especially if you have a business. It doesn't matter if it's a small business or a large business, but the value of networking and where is the networking scene right now, if you will. BRX is going to be with us. Alan and Kyle are both with BRX, and so they'll be joining me here momentarily to talk about networking and what their group does in particular. But before we get there, let me tell you all the different ways that you can listen, because you do have the AM and FM choice now that we added our FM to the dial, so you can listen to us on the radio. But we've all gone digital, so if you'd like to join us with one of these means, you can. You can listen to a stream online at WISR680.com. You have the option of Alexa-powered devices. You just say, Alexa, play WISR 680. That should be enough, and we'll come up there for you as we broadcast for the next 30 minutes. You have the opportunity to listen to us with the app that you can put on whatever mobile device, and you can listen that way as well. And then if you would like to listen to this program again its entirety, if you have to leave us at some point, that's okay, because this will be our podcast that we put on our page for the day. So how you access that is going back to our website at WISR680.com. You're going to pick Programs, Let's Talk, and then simply look for BRX. And that's all you have to look for. All right, so let's do it. Alan Lake is with us. Also, Kyle Knapp is with us with BRX. Alan, nice to see you. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
I
appreciate it. Kyle, nice to see you as well.
Good seeing you too.
Yeah,
thanks
I've seen you both in networking circles in the past couple of years anyway. Alan, I know we just met a few months ago, so I do appreciate you being in. But first, tell us about BRX. What does BRX stand for, first of all?
BRX, the acronym is Business Referral Exchange.
Okay.
So we're a small networking group serving the Butler County area. Small businesses, like you said, large businesses, it doesn't matter, just a nice little networking group to help individuals, companies grow their business.
And Kyle, let me ask you what the advantage is of having any kind of networking group, and the advantage of it being small, although you'd like to grow your group, any group would like to grow, but what's the advantage of having a small group?
The advantage of having a small group is that we get to know each other, and we understand what the other people in the group are looking for as far as ideal customers, and we are category exclusive, so you can only have one person in representing an industry at a time as a member of the group. For example, we can only have one real estate agent at a time, which, by the way, is an area that we're looking. So any real estate agents who would be interested, we do have that opening. And then like for me, I do information technology, and so no other IT professional would be able to join the group as long as I'm a member.
And Alan, what do you do? Also, let us know your company.
Website development.
Okay. What is your company?
Lake Design.
Okay. Kyle, yours?
My company is Viterium LLC.
Very good. Okay. So give us the process in which you go through whenever you go to your networking group, because I want to talk about networking groups in general as well. So Alan, I'll come over to you for that one. But when we go to yours, when we go to BRX, Kyle, what happens? What should we expect?
So when we start our meetings, we cover any necessary topics. Just we have like about 15 minutes of just interpersonal, catching up with each other, how things are going, and then we go into the formal meeting itself, and it kind of depends if there's any visitors or not. So if it's just the core members and we kind of know each other, we've already heard everyone's elevator pitches, then we'll go into wins and challenges that we've had over the past couple weeks. We do meet twice a month, the second and fourth Thursdays, and so sometimes there are 2 weeks, sometimes there's 3 weeks in between our meetings, and then if anyone's having a challenge that they would like some help on, we do provide kind of some peer mentoring to each other, and give suggestions or advice that maybe the other business owner hadn't thought about. And then if we do have visitors, we have a round where everyone goes around and introduces themselves, gives their like 60-second pitch, tells about their company, what they do, and then what an ideal referral for us would be.
Right.
And then once the members are done, then the visitors will are given an opportunity to introduce themselves and kind of do the same thing. And then once we get through those portions of the meeting, then we'll do referral exchanges. So that's kind of the main purpose of our group, is to help each other with referrals for business. So if anyone has a referral for another member, we'll take some time to do that during the meeting, and then we go into any older or new business that we need to discuss after that.
And I just want to make sure that we point out what you're doing is a little different than what you generally see in a networking meeting, because you are not necessarily going into the elevator pitches, which are important. And Alan, I'll have you explain that in a moment. But when you're going in and bringing up an issue, and your other peers can help you out with that, and that's the main focus of what you're doing, aside from teaching each other and helping each other, I think that's set up a little different, which I think is an advantage to what you do.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's something fairly new that we've started doing. It used to be really focused solely on the referrals. But during COVID, when our attendance was down and there just weren't as many people getting out, we did change the format to both provide for the referrals and then also for assistance, especially with so many different and new programs being introduced, the EIDL loans and all that stuff, just kind of making sure that everyone was aware of what resources were available to them.
Alan, remind us what a business commercial is, a pitch is, for those new business owners, or maybe they just haven't gotten out to a networking event. What would they typically see?
Sure. Those business pitches, usually about 30 to 60 seconds. In our group,
and that's not a lot of time.
No, that's not a lot,
not a lot of time.
Usually
at all.
We'll, and sometimes we're more generous with that. With our group, we know our individuals a little bit better, 60 to 90 seconds sometimes even. Tell us about your business, what you do, who you are, like basic, just the basics of communication, who, what, where, when, why. Give us those informations, what you do and how you can help solve business issues one way or the other. That's pretty much our pitches that we would go with. But with Kyle said, we do the wins and challenges. That's helped out a lot with individuals who may have had questions with going back a year or so ago, the PPP loans and the various other issues that have come up with the COVID situations. And then we've also do, and I think this is one of the things that really makes us a little bit different than other networking organizations in the area, is we, every quarter or even sometimes more than that, we'll do an educational piece. So an educational piece will be a 10-minute long form, whether it's our members doing it or we have outside individuals, and Tracy, you've done that as well, giving us a little bit of education as to various business topics, whether it's communication, whether it is how to make sure your network is safe and secure, Bitcoin information, a lot of good information that we may hear about, you know, whether it's on the news or whether we see it on social media, but it elaborates a little bit longer that one of our members or a person brought in can explain.
And you can
more.
Learn a lot from these kind of meetings, can't you? Because, if you're a business owner, maybe your forte isn't the accounting end of things, or maybe the forte isn't the computer end of things, Kyle, which I always give you a lot of credit for doing because that is your focus in life. But there are so many elements. Social media is another element that maybe business owners don't understand. And so you can really learn a lot, can't you, from these kind of meetings?
Yeah, certainly. There's so much to learn. We had a great presentation with even just basing it off of personality. A gentleman from Dollar Bank came in from the branch in Pittsburgh. Our local branch manager provided him, had him come up. And he did a great presentation just on personalities and how you may interact with other individuals. It was just a great little exercise that we were able to do within a 10-15 minute process that really was just so fun and energetic, got the whole group going. But like you said, you know, Kyle did a presentation earlier this year on networking safety and security and how to keep your business safe from, you know, hackers and all those other nefarious things that are going on in the world.
Yeah. Let me ask you how we are able to at least investigate BRX in the way of becoming a member. Again, Kyle, you kind of set the parameters that if somebody else is in IT, then they might not be able to join at this time. But how do we become a member? How can we join? How can we just visit?
Sure. The website is www.butlerbrx.org. You can find out more information about the organization, our members. Our email address is info@butlerbrx.org. We encourage anyone that's interested in the group to come out and visit us. We meet, like I said, the second and fourth Thursdays of every month, except for holidays. We do make modifications around the holiday season. And we start at 8 a.m. at the Butler Panera Bread. And this coming Thursday, I don't remember the exact date off the top of my head, but the second Thursday in December, we are having a special visitor breakfast. So we'll provide breakfast from catered by Panera for anyone who wants to come out and meet our members and learn a little bit more about us.
So second Thursday. I don't have my calendar.
Second Thursday of December.
I know. Everybody needs to flip out the phones, right? And just say, okay, what is that? So that would be the second Thursday.
I think it's
Thursday.
The 9th.
Yep, yeah, I think you're 9th. Right. I think you're right on that. So, all right. So let's talk a little bit about the challenges that you have seen in the community, if you will, because of, you mentioned COVID. Of course, everybody's had to live through that. But in networking, what are you seeing right now? Are you seeing, not only with yourselves, but even networking groups around the county, is attendance an issue right now? Alan, I'll start with you.
I would say so. I think that is just overall throughout the county, even throughout the region, that networking people, for whatever whatever reason, they are unable to get out, whether it's they don't have coverage at work, they don't have the ability to get out, they just don't have the time or resources, employees, whatever, they can't get out to network. So I think attendance is down across the board, and I think that's just due to the circumstances. We try to improve that. We try to make it very easy for you to attend a meeting. If you want to attend a meeting, it's not something that we're going to discourage at any sort. But yeah, attendance is a challenge at any organization at this point.
And of course, everything was thrown up in the air and we all had to figure out how to move forward. But you're still feeling the effects, aren't you, in networking? Just as a person who networks, not necessarily with BRX, but I'm sure BRX is included in this.
Yeah, definitely. We're still feeling some of the impact. When things went virtual originally with COVID, it was kind of a nice change of pace because you had the opportunity to visit more groups in different areas because you could just get online and do the Zoom meetings. As things opened back up and we wanted to have a more personal touch, and I think meeting in person, you really do get to build more deeper relationships with the other members of the group. But there are some folks, maybe they're in a high risk category, they still aren't comfortable being out in public areas or with a lot of people. So the overall attendance at in-person networking events is down, even for business associations and chambers of commerce. Some groups haven't even gone back to in-person yet. They're still meeting virtual only because of everything that's going on.
And I wonder where this will all go. And again, I'm just kind of talking out loud. I'm not saying that something is good or bad or right or wrong. It's just we're in the age where things are online and people do things virtually. And since we've been, in a sense, forced to go into this online world in the past couple of years, there are some who desire to go back in person. And I agree with you. There's a deeper connection, I think, whenever you get to be in person. But there's also advantages with being online, like not having to pay for gas to drive somewhere or the time to be able to attend a meeting. Maybe some people can attend a meeting because it's online. What's your thoughts on where does networking go in the future?
I think it's going to be a real evolution. It's going to be an evolving process. I don't think there's a clear-cut answer at this point. I think with the younger generation, we were talking earlier, Kyle and I, that they're more apt to do stuff online. And that's just the way they've been brought up throughout the years. Older generations more used to meeting in person, and that's totally fine. That's what we're comfortable with, but everybody has their own preference, and it's really going to be an evolution. It's going to be an evolving process as to where things end up in the next couple of years.
Do you think networking circles are going to have to adjust with that?
I totally agree. Yeah. This is going to be you have to adapt to where we are in this current situation where we're at. It's not necessarily something that I don't think anyone has a clear-cut answer on at this point.
And I don't think it'll disappear altogether, because it's like in radio. I hear this all the time, like, radio's back. And I think, okay, radio never went anywhere. Mm-hmm. I've worked in it my entire career, so it never went anywhere. But we expanded. Mm-hmm. And, like, at the beginning of the program, I tell people how they can listen. I mean, we've gone digital. We've expanded into FM, you know, so we expand. I have a feeling that networking will still exist in person. It's just going to have to expand somehow. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it will continue, although I think it will decline for the true in-person events. As we were talking earlier, the baby boomers, the generation that is retiring now, they're the ones that were really comfortable and used to doing the in-person events. But as they retire, and the younger generation that's more used to doing things online gets to the roles, starts filling those roles, I think the in-person stuff will be less. But I also think the technology for virtual events will improve almost to the point where it's going to be very similar to being in person. I mean, that's Facebook just changed their name to Meta, and that is their main focus, is to have that, the
real world feel in a virtual format.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like you're standing in the place, but yet you're on your couch in your PJs or something.
Right.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's just that it's an interesting time where it's going to have to shift, but yet, you know, in-person networking is so important. Again, what do you value from it, Alan? I know I asked Kyle this.
Just like what Kyle was saying, I think that there's a value of in-person networking. I really enjoy the friendships you make, the ability to see someone face-to-face, interact with them, understand their emotions, sometimes simple gestures, sarcasms, those types of little pieces get lost in the virtual world, whereas you're able to see that in person. It's easier to have the conversation, understand where people are coming from. So I really value more or less anything like that, the friendships that I've gained. And of course, it's nice that I know BRX, our focus is, in a way, referrals. It's not really hammering you for referrals every single moment, but the referrals are great for business too. That's really what we're there for, is BRX, is to grow our business.
And let's talk about that a little bit too, just the referrals and the importance of that. Because again, if somebody has not networked yet, excuse me, or has thought about it and just hasn't made the walk across the parking lot, if you will, that networking meeting, and they start hearing referrals, that can kind of feel overwhelming, because they think, oh, I have to meet, you know, a certain number, and I have to get, you know, somebody's name out. But tell us your thought behind referrals and the importance behind referrals.
Yeah, referrals, it really comes down to, the whole know, like, and trust situation. So if you know somebody and you start to like them as a friendship and through this organization group, then you're able to trust them with referring either, you know, someone that you may know that is in need of a service to them. And it will work out great, hopefully. There's true value in that word of mouth marketing or referral system has grown my business tremendously, and many others in the group a lot too, just because if you trust that, you know, one of our members is referring you to someone that they know, there's great value in that. And that's more or less, you know, in my instance, it's a lot better than cold calling. It's a lot better than the going door to door type situations, where this is a person really in need or in interest to your service.
Yeah, that's true. Cold calling, you're just trying to convince them out of the blue. Where referrals, you kind of have a door or a step in the door. Kyle, open. Your thought, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. When I first started my company about 3.5 years ago, I just did cold calling because I had no previous experience in marketing and sales, and I thought that's what you did. That's what sales was cold calling, and I got no business from it in like 3 months. And that's when I started going to Chamber of Commerce events, networking groups, and my business really just took off from there. I would say at this point, at least half of my business is from referral group referrals, and most of the other half is from client referrals. So the benefit of a referral versus just a lead where someone says, hey, you might want to talk to this person, that's kind of a, you're still going in cold. You don't know if they have a problem. They don't know you. But if you get a referral, that's someone who telling this other person, hey, I know someone that's perfect for you, that they, I know you have, you've said you have this problem, they solve that problem, I know them, I know that they do good work, I think you should talk to them. That transfer of trust really helps with closing a sale or with getting additional business. I would say that I have about a 95% close rate for a referral because I go in with a level of trust already, and I don't have to start from nothing.
And I think networking circles are important too, because all of a sudden you realize there's so many other businesses out there you didn't even know existed. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if you want to talk IT, I would refer you, Kyle, because I've gotten to know you now over the years. But I would have known no one in the IT industry. You know, I wouldn't even know where to start, even though you know there are so many other companies out there. So that is a huge benefit to networking. Yeah, absolutely. BRX is the, excuse me, BRX is the, I want to say the organization. I want to say the company, the full-fledged company. But BRX meets two Thursdays a month, second and fourth. And they are meeting right now at the Panera, which is always a nice, comfortable place to go ahead and meet. And Alan is here and Kyle is here, both business owners and or with businesses that represent their interests, of course, at BRX. And it is a great opportunity to be able to do that and a unique format, too. I know a lot of networking groups around kind of follow a similar format, but they've kind of, BRX has kind of veered off a little bit from that to help each other and bring problems to the table. Kyle, do we need to be invited to visit, or can we just show up at Panera on one of your dates that you're holding kind of an open house, if you will?
You do have to have an invitation. Now, you don't have to wait for us to invite you. You can ask to come and,
okay.
And we'll let you know.
Okay.
Because we are a closed group, we try not to have people in the same industries come to the meetings. And we also like to know who is going to be there so we can kind of prepare ahead of time, especially for this upcoming visitor breakfast. We want to make sure that we have enough food available for all the visitors. So,
right.
We do ask that that you get permission to attend from one of our current members, or you can email us at that info@butlerbrx.org.
Yeah, and I don't want to focus on COVID, but we are talking off the air before we get on the air about the challenges that you all face. I know, Alan, you just mentioned a couple, but Kyle, you mentioned something that was very unique to me that I had not thought of, that there are business owners out there that are short of staff, so they have to take care of their home base and don't have the time right now to get out networking. Tell us about that, if you don't mind.
Yes, a lot of the people that I have met through networking, they're not able to get back out as much because they can't hire the people to fill the roles within their company, so they have to fill in. Several branch managers of banks, I know, they're the manager of the whole branch, but they have to man the window because they can't get the employees to fill those spots. It's especially worse during the holidays because you, in addition to being short staffed, now you have people that are taking vacations, and just it makes it that much more difficult for them to get out and do the networking because they're busy working in the business, not on the business.
Right. And then, Alan, we were also talking about the generational issue, if you will, where you were mentioning some younger individuals or a certain generation, they're used to going online, but then you have another generation, they're all retiring.
Yeah.
So it creates a gap almost.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's a challenge to kind of fill those needs because there's so many young, great young individuals that are starting businesses or in businesses, and they're so... I get to work with so many of them. They're so enthusiastic about getting out there and growing their business, and they want to do stuff more virtual, or they have a certain way of doing things, and you know, their generation has a different way of doing things, and there's no right or wrong answer. It's just two ways of doing things, and they're perfectly fine, but you're trying to balance that. That's really difficult, and that's why we've done even other events. We've held evening networking mixers as well. Like Kyle said, most of the stuff we're doing is at Panera, but occasionally we will hold evening mixers, and we had one at Recon Brewing a few months back, and that was a nice little turnout there. But that's, you know, kind of giving the younger folks something that, hey, maybe we're not going to be at Panera, we're going to be at this place. It's a little different, yeah. A little more open-ended. And
do you have attendance rules, if you will? I know some do, some don't. And I ask that because of all the challenges that networking groups are facing right now. Have you relaxed any attendance rules?
We've pretty much relaxed a few things over the past year or so, just because of the situations we've discussed here this morning. But our attendance is, we do have a attendance plan in place. It's just right now we're sort of relaxing because there's so much going on with every type of business.
It seems. And I wanted to bring that out because it follows in to a line of questioning that I don't have time to give you. I'm looking at the time and going, we have like 4 minutes left. But if somebody is an entrepreneur, or if somebody is just starting that business, and they think cold calling is the way, like Kyle had just mentioned, it didn't work for him. I'm not saying that it doesn't work for some people, but networking seems to be a really important key in order to get that business off the ground. Do you agree, especially with what Kyle was saying, with the cold calling aspect? Because I just want people to understand that, hey, if I don't have a job right now and I do want to start a business, or I'm tired of where I'm working and I do want to start on my own, you know, what are some keys that can help them? And I think this is a really important part of that.
I would say for me, just with Kyle said, I'll piggyback, networking is key for my business. Cold calling you can do so much with. But for me and my business, I've been able to grow so much. And we'll be in business for 24 years next year. So it's been for a number of years now. But starting with the networking and joining the organizations and getting out there and just getting more exposure to various groups and individuals, and that's helped grow my business tremendously. And I think that's not maybe the right route to go for everybody, but for my business, it certainly helped tremendously. And networking is a big component of that.
And in a time where people need to grow business again, and get back on a good path from being knocked down quite a bit, I think this is an excellent opportunity to do that. So again, it's brx.org?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, brx.org.
ButlerBRX.org.
ButlerBRX. Thank you. ButlerBRX.org is the location online if you want to check them out. I am looking at the time. We are running out of time. But since both of you are sitting here, I want you to give me your elevator pitch. You don't have to go 30 seconds, 60 seconds. But just tell me what you do. I know you mentioned the industry you're in. But what is your company and how do we get a hold of you?
My company is Lake Design. We do advertising, graphic design, website development, also app development. Serving southwestern Pennsylvania. So we'll cover anywhere from Erie to bottom part of the state. Greene County is kind of where I end up going as well. So been in business for 23, almost 24 years here, and can handle any number of projects, whether it's a one-page website to, I think the largest we've done is about 16,000 pages.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you. And Kyle, your business?
Viterium is a IT managed service provider. We provide computer support from the most basic, just setting up a computer, setting up a network, to setting up a cloud server environment, email licensing, software licensing, and also cybersecurity, particularly for any industries that are regulated, medical, financial. If you have government regulations, Department of Defense regulations that you have to meet, we help identify any gaps in your security and coming up with the solutions and implementing solutions to fill those gaps so you are in compliance.
Very good. Both much needed industries. So I appreciate you representing them both here with BRX this morning. So Alan Lake, thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate it. Kyle Knapp, also, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tracy.
It was nice seeing you both.
Thank you.
And good luck as you continue growing the networking field or that scene, if you will, in Butler County, especially with Butler BRX. All right. Just one more note for you folks. If you are listening, if you would like to check out BRX, it is going to be on the 9th. And that will be at Panera, kind of an open house, if you will, if you want to check out BRX. And that's where breakfast will be supplied for you from Panera. And so that would be a great opportunity, 8 a.m.?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. Okay, fantastic.
8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. is fantastic. Our scheduled time.
All right. Well, thank you both so much. Folks, thank you very much for joining us. We are out of time, but if you would like to listen to this program again in its entirety, again, what you do is you go onto our website at WISR680.com. You're going to pick programs in the menu box and then drop that down to Let's Talk. So programs, Let's Talk, and then BRX. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Tracy Morgan.
The information and opinions shared on this program are solely those of our guests and do not necessarily represent those of WISR, the Butler County Radio Network, or its staff and employees.